Order. Question number one is in the name of Dr. Paul Hutchinson.
The National Member for Hunua.
My question is to the Minister of Finance. What will be the focus of Budget 2013 and how will it help meet the priorities the government has set for this term?
The Minister of Finance is Bill English.
What we're doing is well signalled and predictable, and there will be no big surprises in the budget.
So, nothing to see there. But Mr. English is also the Deputy Prime Minister, and with the Prime Minister away, he's the Acting Prime Minister, required to answer questions about his relationship with himself as Deputy Prime Minister from Labour's Deputy Leader, Grant Robertson.
Why did the GCSB Director Ian Fletcher not raise the issue of the ministerial certificate that the Acting Prime Minister had signed at their meeting on the 22nd of August, only 5 days after the Acting Prime Minister signed it?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I simply wasn't at the meeting, so I can't answer that question.
But that answer prompted a complaint from Labour's Shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, I ask you to reflect on the answer that we've just got. It took me a little while to work my way through it. But, sir, the Prime Minister can't say he was not at a meeting that he was at. He said, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I wasn't at the meeting. The Prime Minister was at the meeting. That's the whole point.
Grant Robertson was allowed to ask the question again, but had to be satisfied with this response from Mr English.
Mr Speaker, I can't answer that question on behalf of the Prime Minister because while he was at the meeting, I wasn't.
Yeah. Order.
Mr English continued to struggle with the role of Prime Ministerial mind reader.
Again, you would have to ask the Prime Minister in person the question about... But I can only ask the question if I have the knowledge, and actually in my capacity as acting on behalf of the Prime Minister, I don't have that knowledge. Well, Mr Speaker, I don't think the member has any grounds to make that assumption or not make that assumption. He'd have to direct that question to the Prime Minister in person.
There was a question that Mr English could answer for the Prime Minister, although he said that as his deputy, he couldn't be expected to know what it was.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
Can he confirm that in his 4 years as the Minister responsible for the GCSB, that the ministerial certificate signed by the Acting Prime Minister was the only such certificate signed in that time?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, yes, but of course I wouldn't expect the Deputy Prime Minister to know that, because he's not involved in those processes.
Now from the Chamber to fishy business of a different kind in the committee rooms with Rhys Lyon.
A crackdown on dodgy fishing companies is the aim of a bill currently before the Primary Production Committee, and Talley's Group Managing Director, Peter Talley, welcomed measures that would force all companies to abide by the law.
They are not going to be put out of business. They can go and charter a proper boat and bring it and crew it with proper crew and pay the proper wages. They've had far too long to play the game and cheat the authorities and cheat New Zealanders and cheat the tax department.
But Mr Talley rejected a Green Party suggestion that independent health and safety monitors be placed on fishing vessels.
I don't think that you can have the same man with a scientific objective, i.e. counting the fish and watching the seagulls and the birds and the bees. He hasn't got the skills to pass judgment on health and safety issues or on employment issues or hours worked. It's going to create too much tension on the ship. And if you create tension on a ship, it'll just fall to bits. You've got to have a very harmonious operating condition. You can't have a guy running around with checking health and safety and checking employment hours and that. He could, all right, counting the seals and counting the birds and counting the fish that comes up the ramp, but he should not be telling the captain what to do on his ship on health and safety issues. It just will not work.
Talley's Group Managing Director, Peter Talley. Also making a submission was Sea Lord Chief Executive Graham Stewart, who opposed an interim proposal to put tighter monitoring on only non-New Zealand vessels.
We believe that actually during that interim period, targeting foreign charter vessels only creates an unlevel playing field. And that if we're interested in protecting New Zealand's reputational risk, then the threats to that reputational risk are as likely to come from New Zealand crewed vessels as they would be from a Sea Lord Ukrainian charter vessel.
Mr Stewart called for one law for all.
There's no reason in the world why our Sea Lord Ukrainian charter vessel should have to operate to a different standard than perhaps a Mr Talley's New Zealand crewed vessel or any other vessel operating in the fishery. So we would urge that during that interim period, one set of rules should apply to all vessels in the fishery.
Sea Lord Chief Executive Graham Stewart making a submission on the Fisheries, Foreign Charter Vessels and Other Matters Amendment Bill.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.